You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. I've been looking forward to this interview. This should be a fun one. Michaela Balzer, who is the Education Director at Impression 5 Science Center. Good evening, Michaela. How are you?
Hi, great. I'm fantastic.
Well, I was with some friends over the weekend who were talking to me about they had taken their, did I know about the Impression 5 Science Center? I said, do I know about the Impression 5 Science Center? I spent a lot of time there with my girls, with them growing up, and they specifically raved and raved about the grossology exhibit that is there. So, and I had talked to your director, Eric, back in February about it, but it's here until May, so I wanted to make sure we chatted with folks a little longer and told them all about it. Tell us about this great exhibit.
It's been an amazing process to have this exhibit here. It gives us the opportunity to talk about the impolite science of the human body, which is just a riot because we're talking about like your organs, burps, snot, vomit, and yet everybody's kind of learning a little bit about science along the way. So it's exciting for kids to kind of learn about it. It's pretty gross, to be honest with you. We have a lot of parents that are like shaking their heads as they're learning more about the gross things their body does. But overall, it gets everyone excited about talking about science and your body, and it's just a really good opportunity.
Well, I'm sure it opens some interesting dialogue at the Impression 5, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And even the smell, I mean, we have this one exhibit particularly that is all about just passing gas and different scents. And so you could just imagine like families just going, ew, gross, and then trying to guess and then trying to match up the bacteria that would cause such a scent. And so just that informal kind of environment that lends to, but it's also really fun. So it's a great opportunity for sure.
Well, and this is a huge exhibit. It's over 2,500 square feet.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really neat because it has a variety of components. It doesn't just have like the one we just mentioned there, but it has this big giant nose nozzle called Nigel, and he talks, and lots of kids really enjoy him. But then there's a variety of different formats to kind of explore the exhibit. There's kind of like that operation type game. There's also kind of like a video game aspect, which is all about your urine. There is a skin model where you can actually climb, so it's very hands-on, very exploratory, but also gross motor. And then there's just a variety of little different types of exhibits that surround it that I'll talk about, just your gross and polite science.
Well, it's amazing. And, of course, what everybody loves about the Impression 5 is everything is interactive. You don't walk around with your hands in your pockets and told not to touch.
Right, absolutely. And that is what we're really famous for. But, you know, it's really a good opportunity to get people to start talking about something when they're actually moving it around or touching it. And then you all of a sudden start asking questions and other people around them start answering it. Even kids themselves, it's funny to see them interact with their parents because sometimes the answers are actually coming from the kids to their parents and vice versa. It just provides like a really dynamic environment for people to get their hands on stuff and then be able to just have fun, really.
Well, and I know I haven't made it to that one in particular. I'm going to borrow someone's young children, with permission, of course. Qualify that to come down and take a look at it. And it's just one of those things that kids are always talking about these things, and as parents we always go, oh, hush, that's not polite. So how much fun is it for them to be able to walk around and look and touch and smell and all of that?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, especially with like colds and flus and things like that, to start talking about kids about, you know, some of these things in your body, like snot, you know, why it's there and what's it doing and how's it protecting you and then why is it not okay to eat your burger? those conversations completely open up because you're in this type of environment that is allowing you to have those conversations. But yet at the same time, kids are really connecting to the, well, maybe I should be washing my hands because you're right. I just sneezed into my hands. What's coming out of my nose? All that good stuff. So it really does provide just a very open format for parents to even just kind of like talk about gross stuff with their kids and maybe a way that they wouldn't normally be comfortable.
Well, sure. And it's not anymore after this exhibit, it wouldn't be any more of just because I said so. They would go, there's a reason.
Right. Exactly. Remember that workshop we were in?
Yes.
Remember when they were talking about this? Yeah, that's exactly what we hope for.
You remember that. Those things are remembered much more when you're doing them. What other kinds of things are coming up, exhibits coming up at Impression 5 Science Center this spring and summer and into the fall?
We're actually really excited because around late spring or so, we're going to be opening the new First Impression Room. And if people have visited Impression 5 in the last 3 years, they've seen a new room that's part of our exhibit plan, which is called the First Impression Room, which is a room developed for children from birth to about 4 or 5 years old to explore science, to explore learning, and their developmental stages that are happening. Well, with the success of that room, it's completely changed Impression 5. We have a completely different visitor, a lot of children that are under the age of 4 visiting the Science Center, and we had the opportunity to expand that space, and we actually are doing this. It's going to be twice its size, and we are going to be opening it sometime in late spring, hopefully early summer. It's going to be the new First Impression Room. It'll have a lot of new things. Like, one of the most popular things in that room right now is a water table that is probably about no more than about 24 inches off the ground, so about 2 feet. And you're able to put toddlers right up to the water table, and they're allowed to play with water, figure out things that float and sink, and things that you wouldn't normally necessarily be able to do at home. We're expanding that to be this one full room where there is a big water feature for these toddlers and preschoolers to play. So we're very excited about that room opening.
Well, gosh, a water table 2 feet high, that could be an entire day with a lunch break.
Oh, I'm telling you, those kids just leave the Science Center ready for a nap, for sure.
Yeah, and love that on cold or rainy days, which is a great thing. Spring and summer, you have labs. What are LABS, labs?
Labs is kind of like an acronym for learning about basic science, but what they are in general are science camps. And we have them throughout the year, usually winter, spring, and then our summer, which is extends over the summer break. But it gives kids an opportunity to be able to explore science in a very fun camp environment. So you would come all day. You actually get to go home at the end of the night, which is great for us. But you come all day, you learn a little bit about science, and this spring our whole camp is all about grossology. So, like, on Monday we're talking about things that are edible, like edible grossology, and we're making, like, edible barf and lots of just really gross stuff. I mean, it's kind of hard sometimes to talk about this stuff.
We have to pretend we're 7 or 8 to get into this, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's just amazing. And on the second day, like on Tuesday, we're going to be featuring about snots and farts and vomit, and not only learning about them, but just like learning about like why your body does this and what's causing them and the science behind them, but then in a fun, also like interactive way where they actually get to make recipes or make face snot and play with it and stuff like that. So the whole week is all about different types of grossology, whether it's small or big. On Thursday, I think one of the really cool things that we're doing is animal grossology. So we'll be partnering with like the zoo and places like that to bring those types of science to the Science Center. And in the summer, it goes from anywhere from tech camps where you can build and design your own video game to forensics camps where you can solve a mystery to build it camps where you're basically becoming an engineer for the week. It's just a variety full of camps that Impression 5 provides during the summer, and it ranges from all different ages. In the spring, we start at about 5 years old and cap it out to 12, but in the summer, we even have camps for 3-year-olds, 3-, 4-year-olds, all the way up to 15-year-olds. So just a variety of ages learning about science and having a good time.
Well, I'm a big fan of Impression 5 Science Center, so I'm happy to tell people about that. And the timing is good. Monday, April 4th is when the spring labs camps begin. And Saturday, April 16th is kind of a cool day, too, Nano Day.
Yeah, we're actually pretty excited about Nano Day. This is probably going to be our 4th Nano Day, and it's all about exploring nanotechnology and, most importantly, what is nano and the size and scale of things. And we partner with LCC, Lansing Community College, and we provide lots of hands-on experiments. There's one that is particular about fabrics and nanofabrics and the difference between regular fabrics and nanofabrics, and there's another one about scale and size. There is a variety of different experiments that kids can do, and the day is free. So it's free admission all day long from 10 to 7:30 on that day, and you can just come in and explore and learn a little bit about nano.
Very good. And when people want more information to take a look, I'm at your webpage right now. Why don't we give them that address?
Oh, absolutely. It's Impression 5, and the number is actually 5. It's actually a number, .org. And we'd love to have you, you know, if there's something you can't find on there, please email us, call us at 517-485-8116, and we'll be able to reserve you for any of these programs or, most importantly, give you information that you need.
Well, Michaela, it's a blast. Thank you for talking to me this evening and telling us all about that, and I hope people will come take a look.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. We're excited to see people learning about growth science.
I know you are. Thank you so much, Michaela.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Michaela Balzer, who is Education Director at Impression 5 Science Center. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.